The ridge line is so again, and we'll try to contrast that to what we saw in Tosis. We started yesterday on the Ramban. The Ramban, the Ritva, do not like the Girsa of Lo Makanya Nafsha, even though the Ritva at the end brings the Girsa, he only explains it along the lines of his own pshat, not the way Rashi learns it. So it's not a function of the kpeda of the woman. So what exactly did the Gemara say? What was the reason why chalipin would work? Im hachinami, what did the Gemara answer? Says the Ramban, v'nire d'hachi karminan me'ikara d'chalipin b'chlal kichahem midin kesef hu shariba osan hakasuf. So the Ramban explains that why do we want chalipin to work by kiddushin? Because it's bechal kicha. Now the Ramban said earlier in the piece that we're not really learning isha misad. The whole gzeirah shava that we said kicha kicha misdeyefron. What it really means is something of a gili milsa, as we also saw in the Ritva. That, as the Ramban puts it, kicha shekasub isha gamina shu lashon kesef. In other words, it says kicha. We don't know what kicha is. It's a vague word. Zas, and what does it mean? And we use the fact that it says kesef sada kach nimeni to shed light on what it means to say kikach ish isha. So now we know that there's that you can kaddish a woman with kesef. So working off of that, so now we're not going to have any problem chazaka. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. In other words, you could have said chazaka is not a havamina because en gufa kanui. That's what the Ramban starts with. But the real reason there's nothing to talk about is because the whole issue of the Gemara is, does this fit into what the Torah says, kicha is kesef? So we think yes, because we think chalipin is based on kesef. The mechanics of chalipin is the mechanics of kesef, as Ramban is now going to explain. What the Gemara is going to do in the maskana is say no, the fact that we know chalipin works, even if it's an enoshav pruta, that is an indicator that chalipin is not mitam kesef. That's what's going to happen according to the Ramban and the Ritva. In other words, we have a shak of attire in the Gemara, havamina and the maskana, as far as the mechanics of kinyan chalipin. But let's keep this in mind very much. When we discuss chalipin as a havamina that it should work, does the Ramban limit this to a chalipin of a shavapruta, or it's every chalipin? Rabosa, what do you see in the Ramban? Every chalipin, which is clearly a departure from what we saw in Tosis yesterday. The Ramban is explaining that if chalipin is mitam kesef, and that's what we think in the Gemara is havamina, so then chalipin works because it says kicha is kesef, and chalipin qualifies for that too. Now, and this is what's common to both the Ramban and the Ritva. But let's see if we can try to explain it a little bit better. What does that mean to say chalipin is mitam kesef and the maskana being it's not? Keep in mind that Tosis did use a little bit of that language in terms of the maskana. This is why we have to come back to Tosis in a little bit. When Tosis says in terms of the maskana, Tosis says that since chalipin works even without a shavaputa, so what do you see? That in Cain, einam mitam kesef. You have to know if Tosis means it in the same way as the Ramban. But Tosis' words, at least umaskana, do parallel something of what the Ramban is saying. So what does the Ramban say as far as the Havamin is concerned? Dr. Ramban, v'nir d'hachi karminan meikaro. This is what we mean initially. The chalipin v'chal kichahem umidin kesef hu shariba osan hakasuf. The pasuk is marbe chalipin as a kinyan midin kesef. In what sense? Says the Ramban, ma kesef shemachrif hakarka bo v'kone. Af b'chalipin. What is the common denominator, it says? By kesef, machrif hakarka bo. Talking about now kesef that's kone by karka. So, machrif hakarka bo. The karka is swapped, is exchanged for the kesef. And that's what kone. So chalipin. And therefore, it would follow hilkach af bechlau kicha shab isha. And then we have kicha of isha, which is defined as kesef. And since we're now showing that chalipin has this common idea, we're talking about the mechanics of the kinyan chalipin. And he puts it in terms of makif hakarkabos. So just to give a little bit more of a of an understanding, a karev asechel for us. What is he saying exactly? Ma kesef machlif akarkabo. The Ritva doesn't quite even give us that much. The Ramban says those couple of words. So
that's explaining why
you would say that the chalipin is mitam kesef. And then when the Gemara is going to say it doesn't work, because after all, you see, you don't need a shava pruta. So let's maybe do that first, then we'll come back. So umefarkinan, let's just do the whole thing first. Umefarkinan, we answer. Kevan da askechan chalipin pachm shava pruta. Since we find chalipin works even without a shava pruta, so therefore la b'toras kesef in konin. Afil kesheish ben shava pruta. So what does that indicate? That it's not being konin b'toras kesef. Ela chidush hu shechidsha behem Torah. It's a chidush. Kolomer din acher hu she'eino b'chal kesef v'lo shave lo. Shave, it doesn't mean shave kesef. V'lo shave lo. It's not equated to kesef. And therefore what? What follows as far as Isha is concerned? The Isha lo amra b'Torah kinyin. Ela b'kesef. In other words, the kinyin that we're discussing in Kicha, the kinyin is kinyin of kesef. Hilkachin chalit min konin b'. Says Rabban, and that's the reason why, to go back to where we started, the point of departure, that's the real answer as far as why wouldn't be the Gemara consider chazakah. Why does it have to be mayit that? The fact that we even had a havmin of chalipin was only because, not because we're equating sada to isha, but because it would be midin kesef. And therefore the girsa has to be what? That's the end of the paragraph of the Ramban. So the Ramban is explaining what's happening in our sugya. What is the Shaka V'Taya revolving on? That the Gemara initially wants, the only thing we could consider is Chalip, and Chazaka is not even on the radar screen. The answer to the question is, what qualifies for what we learn now, that Kicha means Kesef? So originally we think that Chalipin, the Torah is marba chalipin, or the pasuk in Rus, if you will, is marba chalipin. Shariba osana kasuv. It's midin kesef. In what sense? Ma kesef machlif hakarka bo v'kone so chalipin. And the answer is no, because you see that chalipin works even with adish of a pruta. So that indicates that it's a chidush achidsha Torah din acher. Just to sort of parallel the Lashon HaRitva in terms of this same thing. Again, the same basic approach starts off with the question of chazaka. Why not ask chazaka? He says, well, you could have said because engu v'konoi. But anyway, the real pshat is, as he goes on to say, because what about learning out shtar, as Tosus pointed out, and we don't use this as a mokar for shtar, to learn out from sada. V'anachon, that this is the pshat. Hachi kamesaka daidachamina, since we're learning out kicha kicha misteyafro. That what? That again, what? Not that we're learning out kinyonim of sada to kinyonim of isha, but we're learning out shekicha ha'amura b'isha kesef hi. And isha is nikneis b'kesef u'shava kesef. Hu adin sheyesh b'chlau zeh shenikneis b'chalipin. In other words, that which you're learning out kinyon kesef should also embrace kinyon chalipin. Why? The kasal gadaitach shechalipe sudar b'chlau kesef heim u'midin kesef heim konin. Chalipe Sudar is Bechal Kesef, it's Konem Midin Kesef. Lashon Ramban, just like by Kesef, Machlif HaKarka Bo V'Kone, Af Chalipin is the same idea. And therefore, the Rambam says, Kodem Mahani B'Seh Kesef, Mahani Chalipin, because it's really the same Geder Kinyan. Kamash Malon Tana de Masnisin, says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Nikneis Be'er. Shalosh drachim, l'mi'utei chalipin. What is the chidush now of the Mishnah that it doesn't work? Why not? Kamash mon, says the Ritva, the haleisa. My timer, because we know chalipin works, b'pachas shabbat pruta. The isha pachas shabbat pruta lo mekanya, pirish. The kasal kedaitach, the chalipin midin kesef konim leisa. That premise is wrong. I see Menachem, this will finish the Ritva. That premise is wrong, because kesef in a konpost araputa. So the fact that chalipin is the greatest indicator that what? That it is not mitam kesef. That's the giveaway that chalipin is not working with the gather of kesef. V'il chalipin konin afil post araputa. V'zuraya, again, the verse is clear. This is the proof the chalipin av bifnei atzmo heim, interesting language, the lav told her the kesef heim. It's an av by itself, it's not a told her the kesef. Told her the kesef means it's a subcategory of kesef, av bifnei atzmo, it's a parallel type of a kinyan. It's not the same mechanism as kesef. And meaning not just in a case of No, there's not two types of chalipin. By shavu puta, it's one. It works in one way. Midin kesef, and with out of shavu puta, no. Chalipin is the same kinyan whether it's a shavu puta kli or not a shavu puta kli, right? So the fact that it can even be a puzzle shavu puta shows us that it's not a told of kesef. It's not midin kesef. It's an ad by itself. And therefore, kimin shaken engon rabosam beisha bidin kesef, the itzam mikol mekanya bekesef. Just like a woman is not mekanya bekesef, less than a shavapruta, so you cannot, had a woman been mekanya bepagav shavapruta, midin kesef, then I could still hold my own as far as saying chalipin would be still midin kesef. But since what? Since you can't have kesef by yishba pagav shavapruta, that seems to be the point. Because that's the halach of kesef, true kesef everywhere, not just by Isha, but that's clear. So memela, you can't view this as midim kesef. And again, according to this, that's why we never had any havamina about chazak. So gavra pashut, the chazak cannot mean midim kesef. So it's clear, what is clear in the outline of the pshat here, the Ritvan and the Ramban, is that the shaka v'tariya of our Gemara and Kedushin of Gimel is a shaka v'tariya about the mechanics of the Kenyan Chalipin. The way the Ritva puts it, it would have maybe been viewed as a told of the Kesef in the Havamina, and it's Migeder Kesef, Midin Kesef. And that's why if you have Kicha B'Kesef, so we also can learn Chalipin. And the Gemara says, no, the fact that it works on a lesser Shavaputa Keli, that indicates, that's a raya, that it's an abifnei atzmo, as Ritva puts it, that's a raya, that it's a new kinyan, it's not shaykh to the kinyan kesef. And therefore you can't fit it into the din of kicha b'kesef. That is the basic taich of the Rishonim. Menachem.
Is it possible that the havamina of the Ritva and the Ramban and the Gemara is just slightly different, in that the Ramban's havamina is that they're similar, that you could have included chalipin in kesef because they both have this hachlafa aspect that you're transferring the karka in both transactions, whereas the ritva, the reason why he wants to include the chalipin in kesef, isn't because of the hachlafa aspect, but rather because the sudar itself is shavu kesef. So therefore I would have thought...
But the sudar need not be shavu kesef. That's the thing. In other words, the Gemara uses the fact that it does not be shavu kesef as the indicator that it's not midin kesef. But let's realize, when the Gemara originally wanted chalipin to work by Isha, it doesn't seem from the Ramban, it's almost clear that the Ramban and the Ritva do not mean only in a case where there is a shavu puta. In other words, we simply didn't think that it was such an earth-shattering proof, the fact that you can have chalipin plus a shavu puta, that should indicate that it's not midin kesef. They were prepared to view the fact that there's a keli here. Remember, Surya no, it can't be. So it has a shavius, it's just not a pruta. So, and you see, there are going to be, I'll give you a heads up, there are going to be Rishonim, we get to the Rad eventually, that are going to say l'maskana, that we never changed about whether chalupin is midin kesef. That remains l'maskana. They can learn the maskana al derech rashi, that has to do with the kapeid of the woman, and from that we can say there's never going to be chalupin. The woman wouldn't allow for a sefer pasuk but as far as the gather of kinyan chalipin, so some rishonim end up with maskana sasugya, and this could be a tosis. Some one of them shot like this, and tosis in Gittin Lamites, and the rush over there that with maskana sasugya, we're not changing the premise of chalipin mitam kesef, notwithstanding the fact that you can have a kegli of a lesser sefer pruta for chalipin. The Gemara only means a different vart, maybe a derech rashi. So we're sort of mixing and matching here. We're learning the Havamina of the Gemara like the Ramban here and the Ritva, and we'll learn the Maskana along the lines of Rashi. And then what changes has nothing to do with the question of Chalipin being Metam Kesef or not. So what does that show you? That you can still maintain that the Kli need not be a Shavu Pruta and still view it as Midin Kesef. Whatever the Ramban says, Machif HaKar Kabo, however we'll explain it. The Ramban and the Ritva are saying, no, that itself is what the Gemara is chozer from. The Gemara feels that the fact that you don't need to have a Shavah Pruta in your Chalipin, that indicates that the Mahalach of Kenyan Kes of Chalipin is not the same as Kesef. That's the Gemara's Chazara in the Maskan. So again, what does it mean though? What I got to try to get to maybe a little more under the surface. What does the Ramban mean, what you're sort of getting at, when he says, in terms of why would we teach it as Midin Kesef? The Ramban and the Ritva are not so elaborate, but the best we can get is that one line of the Ramban, the one line that he says, you know what? Ma kesef shemachlif hakarka bo v'kol ne'af chalipin. So I want to know what that means exactly. What does it mean? Ma kesef shemachlif hakarka bo v'kol ne'af chalipin. You tell me, what does it mean? What's not clear is I just want to explain it. I want to know what it means. Guys, give me 5 minutes. We'll take everybody. Let me try to give you something. Then we'll throw the tomatoes after that. Okay, let's go, Kisei. So I want to introduce something which is we mentioned very very much in passing once before. We'll probably revisit it again, but we might as well open it up already now. At some point or other, it's going to have to be discussed. So there is a machlokas between the Sma and the Taz, a very famous machlokas, in terms of how Kesef works. This is found in Choshen Mishpat Siman Kuf Tzadi, which is Dine Kinias Karka B'Kesef, which is, of course, that's the place you'd expect this to be. Choshen Mishpat Siman Kuf Tzadi. And the question would be the following. When a person is Kona, this is one of the ways you Kona Karka, as Mishnah tells us later in Kiddushin, you call karka's nicknames the kesef, the shtar, the chazak. And also, of course, chalipin. So the Mishnah, the Sif says, the Sif Aleph, karka nikne be'echad me'arba dvorim, be kesef, be shtar, be chazaka, u bekinyan suda. Okay. Kesef keitzad, machar lo bayis al sada, real estate, v'nasan lo kesef, shavapruta, it has to be shavapruta, kona, and so on. That is basically the rule of Kinyan Kesef by Karka. Clear? Now the question is as follows. When a person gives a pruta for Kesef to be Kone, is the pshat that you're selling a Karka for, let's say, $1,000. Meanwhile, you gave a pruta. Now, does that mean that you owe the balance? In other words, this is the first down payment, the first installment of what you're paying for the field. You're paying for the karka, the first part of the payment. That's the kinyan kesef of the karka. That's what the sma says. The kesef that's called by karka is the kesef that you're paying for the field. So you deduct, obviously, that first installment from the red balances. But you don't have to pay everything now. You pay, symbolically, you pay the first installment. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that, no, it's a Maisa Kinyan. And if you want, for example, to give, you know, separately, it shouldn't be toward the actual value of the field. It's just a Maisa Kinyan. You give Kesef, that's the Kinyan. So the way that they explain that Sma, we view kesef of karka, kesef as kesef shivui. Shivui means like value. In other words, you're paying for the field. You're paying for the field. Lashon Sma. The Iri, dafka kishenasan lo hashavah pruta al dmei apiraon. The Shavah Pruta of Kesef has to be for the piron, for the payment. And the remaining is like a loan. V'ashar zakaf ala b'milveh. In other words, now you send me a bill for the balance. Or if the whole payment is that, so also good. Avol ein lomar, delo ayri kan b'kesef shenosim b'shvil shivoy ha-mekach. But stam you giving a pruta for the Kenyan. No, that's not Kenyan Kesef. There's a no. Why? The Kenyan Kesef, no one be stay Ephraim. Where do we learn Kinyan Kesef? For Karka? From Ephraim. Also said this by Kesef Yigdal, but he brings Ephraim. Note, what was the Kesef of Stay Ephraim? Was the Kesef that he paid for the field. Ephraim paid for the field. The Kesef of Nizkab Stay Ephraim, Haya Demei Shivui Hasada. That's the first Sma in Simon Kuf Tzadi. Zag the Taz on this Sma. So he disagrees. So I'm going to just bring you one kasha that the Taz has on the Sna. Lo evanti dvarav, he says. So he has one kasha from a Ramah later, which we won't mention. Va'od. Second kasha of the Taz is Hagam gabi kinyan de isha bekesef nomad me efro. Kmo de isha reish kedushin. So we learn out from Stei Ephraim, we learn out that you can have kinyan kesef by isha. V'zeh pashut the be'isha kona osa derech nesina l'chud lo b'toras shivoy mashehu shaveh. What's the Taz asking on the Sma? That this concept the Sma is introducing in Kinyan Kesef could not have be applicable by Isha. The Taz is assuming that what is Kinyan Kesef? It's stop a maisa nesinas kesef is kona. But not that the kesef is the shivoy of the sadeh. V'haraya. Because what are you going to say by Isha? Now, what's bothering him? What's wrong? The woman, you're paying for the woman. The woman is worth a pruta? That's not the pshat. Can't be. That's not what's going on. So obviously, what's the pshat by Isha? That you do a ma'aser nesinas kesef, and with that, there's a kinyan that takes place. Says the Taz, no, that's what it's by karka too. So even if there's a separate cheshbon completely on the value of what I'm paying for the field, but I don't want this necessarily to be part of the payment of the field, it's nothing to do with that. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it doesn't mean it can't be, but it need not be shivoy. It's the ma'aser kinyan. I mean, if you will, you could say that the price is, you know, $100,000 minus a penny. But as far as we're concerned, it's not that this is toward the payment. It's a ma'aser kinyan of ma'aser nesinas kesef. His proof being Kedusha Isha. No, in defense of the Sma, and this is what the Avni Miluim writes in Siman in Chav Tes. L'chor, we ready when we ask of this. I mean, what's the answer? How could the Sma understand about Kedusha? How can you learn the concept of Kedusha Kesef in light of the Sma, that it's Kesef Shivui? After all, the woman is not worth a pruta. What are you buying? Oh, so what are you buying? You're buying Kedusha. No, the value of Kedusha is the pruta. That's whatever, you know, whatever amount you're giving her. So it's not that the shibui is the kedushin. That's the thing you're getting. That's what the Avni Miluim writes in Simon Chav Tes. He brings the Taz's kasha in the middle of I think it's Sifkat Beis in the middle. Dibar Maschil Velanias Daiti. He brings this Taz explaining something else, but he brings the Taz's kasha in the Sna. Velanias Daiti Eino Hasaga. The Vada Gambi Isha Shayach Shivui. And he explains that, based on a sugya in the second parak, it's the Shivui HaKedushin, Umevor, the Kedusha Isha Nami Shivuihu. Umishamachi says to Avni Miluyim, Kedusha Kesav Nami Betoras Shivuihu. The Imekacha Beprutah Vi Dmei Shivui Kedushin. And if it's Mekadosh with a dinar, so the first pruta is the Tchilas HaPiron of the Shiva Kedushin, and then you give her the remaining Shivui. Just like if you're buying a kark of $1,000, you give the first installment for the Piron, and then you give the remaining. So this is also Shivui. Whatever you Mekadosh, that's the Shivui. Now, stand back for a second, but wait. And now I ask you, Rabosai, to read the Lashon of the Ramban. Before we get to Chalipin, What do you think the Ramban would be supporting, the Sma or the Taz? When the Ramban just writes the one line of explaining Kinyan Kesef, and therefore from that what Chalipin will be, what do you see in the Ramban? Ma Kesef shemachrif hakarka bo v'kona. So what does it mean? The Sma. I think so. The Sma. In other words, you're giving for the karka. You're paying. You're swapping this for the karka. It's exchange for the karka. In other words, this is down payment for the karka. Good, it's not everything. I'm not going to give more, but this is toward the karka. Machrif hakarka bo. Not stop mice in the sina, like the Taz would say. According to the Taz, it's not machrif hakarka. A mice kinyan of mice in the sina's kesef. What's it with machrif hakarka? So I think that this Ramban is a gem, in the sense that the one line of the Ramban, maybe we'll have to find other rights from the Rishonim here, but in the first Perek Kedushin, but from this Ramban, I think we could be medayik, like the Sma, that what is Kesef? It's Demei HaKarka. It's, you're paying for the Kesef Shivui. Now, let's see if we can just track it, and we have everybody's Ha'aris. So now, just to give a little bit of provocative questioning, so what would this mean with Chalipin? So now, if this is correct, and how we read the Ramban, so why is Ramban suggesting that Chalipin should be Mitam Kesef? He says, because just as by Karka, there's an idea of you're paying for the Karka. So leave Isha now, just talk about Karka. So you're paying for the Karka, Machiv HaKarka Bo. So then Chalipin could be like a tolda of Kesef, in a sense. Why? Because what is Chalipin? One word, what would it be? A payment. I don't know if you had to use the word down payment, but I would use the word a side payment, like a payment sort of like incidental. There's the payment of the price, and then there's like the Lashon HaGemara in Bamitzia that we remember, Kihecha Delikma Velikni. So it's like I can pay you toward the price, and I can pay you an extra tip, if you will. An extra token payment. A token payment. A token is right. It's only a suder. It may not even have to be a shavapruta. But it's a payment. So your down payment. I don't know if down payment, again, you have to translate down payment. Usually it's a down payment. It's the price of the commodity. But I would say it's a payment, but in a different way. It's a payment in order to butter you up. To buy goodwill for this item. But it's a payment for the item. It's just an additional payment. There's the primary payment that we would call the kesef. Again, like the sma, and the rabban will go like that. And then we would argue that chalipin has in it that same motif, that same mechanics. It's a payment of sorts. It's not exactly kesef, but it's close enough. Call it tolda the kesef, that you can have the payment, which is the primary payment, the down payment, if you will, the payment which is corresponding to the price of the item. And then there's a payment that's like an additional, again, to create a good feeling for this mechira. So I'm going to add something for this. I'm going to add something for the karka. If we're talking kedushin, same idea. You have the kesef, can you kesef? But now you can say, okay, there's another way you can have kedushin. A told of the kesef, give her this this side payment, this idea, this tashumin of, incidental tashumin of the suder. Grab onto the suder, you have it, that's a little something for you, and then with that payment of the suder will be a kenyan. That would be the way to think about chalipin in havamin. What changes in the teretz? So the teretz is going to say no. So, now the question is, how much of a turn do we make in the teretz? Do we make a 180-degree turn? I suppose you could say that. Whole different gather, whole different. It's a whole different idea, Stam, I'm giving you a suder. It's a kinyan chalip, and it's not abif ne'atzma d'lashon haritva. Or no, the mahalach is not. It's still along the same lines. But the shaila is, do you view that side payment? Do you classify that idea that I'm giving you a side payment for keicha deligma velikni, you should go along and mak? Do you view that as akin to kesef? Or do you view that as not akin to kesef? The Gemara says the fact that it need not even be a shavapruta shows that if it doesn't have to be shavapruta, then even the shavapruta keili, it's a payment of a keili, that's not a kesef. Kesef by definition has to be that it has value of a pruta. And because it need not have a pruta by chalipin, then it's obviously, it doesn't fit within kesef. Yes, call it a payment. I'm not changing the basic structure of what's happening with chalipin necessarily. I'm just reclassifying it. In other words, that's the question I wonder about. In the teretz of the Gemara, the fact that we see don't need to have a pruta, so therefore it's not kesef, does that mean that we're radically reconfiguring what chalipin is? That's what the Ritva means, it's Abba Fnei Atzmo, or the mechanics are still not so different than what we said, but given that Tasu'umin need not be a sum of Truta Tasu'umin, it need not be, but even when it is, it's about the Keili more than the Shavius of the Keili, and therefore to give you a Tasu'um of a Keili is not viewed as a Tolda of Kesef, because Kesef by its very definition would be limited to something which has to be a Shavu Pruta. Therefore, if it's a Tasu'um that's not, doesn't have to be Shavu Pruta, that idea of a tashlumin of not having the shaputa cannot be viewed as a tolda kesef. So again, it's not that we have to change the way chalipin works as much as, given this is what it is, do you associate it with kesef or do you not? So this is what I wanted to perhaps suggest, just to take it to another level in terms of what the Ramban means. Again, this has to, obviously, you could always take it more and more levels, but just for now, this could be bringing in the sma and then trying to plug that in on some level to chalipin. Okay, Ari, patiently waiting. Go.
So, would you be? I know we answered for the sma that the whole thing is that it is a shiva that you answered from.
That's what David Miloyim says in defense of the sma, that kedushin is a shiva. Yeah.
So, is it possible to also say that the sma, like the Ramban and the Ritva, would it hold that it's because the Taz is asking, it's not
Xerishava, it's just a Gimel Samach. So you're right. Good. So there's some Achronim that go your route. And they say, look, the Sma only said it by Karka. And once we have a Gili Milsa, the Kichas Bekesef, so by Kedushin it works as a Mice in the Sinas Kesef and not as Shiva. Yeah. So the Sma only said this word by Kesef of Karka. And we're just using the Xerishava, so to speak, to explain what Kicha means by condition. Of course, yeah, the Taz is right, and the Taz has no Kasha, because we're not saying that it has to work the same way by condition as it works by Karka. It's just a way to know that you have a Kicha of condition with Kesef. Could be. David Mulin doesn't want to say that. He wants to say that the concept of the Sma is also applicable by condition. That's, but what you're saying is possible, yeah. The Taz assumes that even by Karka, it's not about a shivoy at all. Even if it's not included in the amount of the, in the amount of the payment. Now it's interesting that by chalipin it's certainly not included in the amount. You don't have to deduct that for sure. Not. But nonetheless, you could still see it as a tashlum for the thing. So it's just an additional tashlum that I'm putting in here for the thing I'm getting, for the karka, for the kedushin. That's why we're wondering, maybe that's good enough, even if it doesn't have a shavapruta, but it could still count as a tolda de kesef. And maybe the ending verse says, no, it doesn't. Wait, I think Mickey from before, yeah.
Before the smanata, just the basic reading of Shah, is it possible to say the Ritva and the Tosos are together and the Ramban and the
different categories? I'm going next. I'm going to go back to Tosus in a minute. So wait for Tosus. L'chaira Tosus is quite different than everything we just said. Again, I have to prove it to you. There are many who want to learn Tosus very much in Alderach, what we just said in the Ramban. But let's even just... Okay, let me take it. No, then we'll go there. Yeah.
So the Kamashma and the Gemara is it, even though Shavuot works more than Shavuot, since it's...
That's the words of the Ritva. What? It's a simen. What is the word of the Ritva again? It's simen. What did he say? No, raya. He said right. The fact that it can work with less than shavapruta is a raya. Says the Ritva. Right. It's a proof that this is not a tolda de kesef. It's an abif niyatz. Vizu raya. Let's not read vizu raya. The fact that it can be called upon the Jew, right? Because if it were considered to be a tolda of kesef, then it would have to have the basic ingredient that kesef has, which is that it can only work by shavapruta. The fact that you can have a keli left of pruta that counts for chalipin shows me that you cannot put this into the same category as kesef. Again, my shaila is, does that mean that we're totally radically redefining what we thought about how chalipin works? Maybe. Or it's just about classification purposes. There's two avos that are have some similarities, but they're both avos in their own right. In other words, but
we're going to learn that it's still a payment. Chalipin is still a payment.
Yes, but given that the payment doesn't have to be a shavapruta payment, so it's a payment that's sort of incidental. It's not the payment that's directly for the price of the field. So there's It's a different av of a Kenyan chalipin. It has its own name. But therefore, what we know for kicha, the kesef, for isha, will not include, therefore, an akud chalipin.
Well, the ma'isa, besides the fact that it works under shavuot, there's no real difference between a payment of chalipin and a payment of that,
well, again, it's a different type of a payment. This is a payment which is a payment that ha'ikari. It's a primary payment. It's the price of the field, and this is sort of like a tip, if you will, or a token payment. That's, you know, to create additional measure of goodwill, and we can see that also as a payment. But it's somewhat different.
It's still within the sma that it goes against the.
The sma says it by kesef. Kesef is. According to the Taz, it's never about payment for the item. It's stam a maisi nesin as kesef as a Kenyan. Zel. According to the Sma, it's because I'm that's the Dr. Norman. I'm swapping this for the karka. It's a tachlif. It's a substitute. I'm giving you this for the karka. I'm paying for the karka. That's why the Rabban can call it machlif a karka bo. For the Taz, I can't imagine such a language. Machlif a karka bo. Maisa chazaka. Machlif a karka bo. I ask you. I do no gadol parts in a karka. Machif a karka bo? Absolutely not. No? So what does this mean? It means that I'm paying for the field. In exchange, if I'm giving you the money of the field, you give me the field. Says the Ramban, that's chalipin.
That's the sma.
That's the question, but maybe not. Maybe since chalipin need not be a pruta, so that would be indicating that it's not considered a toda of kesef, maybe because it's b'chal not in a musag of tashumen at all. It's something different, kain kodavar, something else. Or it is a musag of tashumen, but given that it's not the same type of tashumen, it's a different type of tashumen, so we can't view that as a toda of kesef. It's a different type of a kinyan. You can have overlap in terms of conceptual overlap between different kinyan. Tosus or bosa? Yeah, first, yeah. I think that the Ramban's lashon is very, very much in sync with what the Sma says about kesef kinyan.
The Ramban says
karkabo.
That's also
that's the next one of the Ramban. Af chalipin kinyan. So two steps in the Ramban. The first half of the sentence of the Ramban goes very well with the Sma.
Right.
Now, how do I explain it? It means it's a tashumin. I'm paying for the karka. Af chalipin would mean, therefore, that what's the concept of chalipin? Why is chalipin also mitam kesef, midin kesef? Because chalipin is also viewed as a tashum for the thing I'm getting. It's just that, what do you mean a tashum? It's not the price. I clearly don't deduct the amount of the suda from the price. The answer is, as I explained, you can have the tashumin, which is the ikar tashumin, which is the price that we set, and the first down payment of that. Then and I can have a tashumin, which is sort of over and above the price. In other words, a tip, an extra measure of something I'm adding, but for the thing. There's down payment, and there's tip payment, if you will, or there's something which is also I'm just throwing in something else for the thing I'm getting. So it's also tashumin. It's just a different type. And part of the shayla is, would that be enough to view that therefore as toda de kesef? So the havamina would be yes. Maskana would be no, either because it's still a very different type of a payment, or because it's not about payment at all. It's a different type of ma'aser kinyan. I give a suda and the ma'aser kinyan of suda. But one thing is clear. The Ramban starts off by saying machiv hakarkabo, that's the sma. And then we connect that to chalipin, which means chalipin is also like that. It's a token payment.
Meaning it's not a tashumin.
It is a tashumin, but it's a tashumin for the thing, except that it's extra legal. It's beyond the price, but it's for the thing. There's the price, and then obviously what I'm giving you, which is within the price range that we set, is obviously tashumin. And then there's this, you know, you ever go to a restaurant, you add a tip, right? So what is it? It's in some way, it's for what you got, for the service, for the meal, but maybe not. It's sort of for an extra thing. I don't know if that's a good example. Maybe it's not a good example. But you can see that it could this extra payment, sort of incidental, can also be viewed as payment, as a payment of sorts for the thing I'm getting. just to buy a little more goodwill from you, I'm going to throw in something else. I'm going to give you the Suder to hold on to. And for that, I'm going to swap that. I'm going to swap the Karka or the Kedushin for that. Again, in this case, it doesn't have to be, that could be the Kenyan. In other words, that could be the Maisa Kenyan, the swap. I mean, the Kesef is Sebed Cheshbin. By Kedushin, you wouldn't need the, by Matana, you wouldn't need any other Kesef. By Kedushin, you wouldn't need any other Kesef. If it would work, it would work. You don't have to have, but if it's a Mechira, then you have to have the price besides. I want to go back to Tosfos Chevra. Yeah, give me a chance. Go. Yeah.
Just a quick clarification.
Yeah, go.
Is the Ramban saying that, like, everything that we've been learning about Chalipin, that it's now all about the Shavuos of the Kli you're giving over, and it's no longer about the Chefetz, that it's a symbolic, you're giving over something, and that the Psukim in the Pasuk in Rus only teaches Sholavi Shnalo to teach that it could be something that's less than Sheva Pruta, that doesn't have to be adopted something that's Kesef?
We know that. We know that doesn't have to be Sheva Pruta. We know that the Kesef, that the Nal doesn't have to be Sheva Pruta.
So why focus on Chefetz?
Because, no, the Kesef, but giving you the Chefetz, whatever it's worth or not worth, as long as it's Isur Hena, is considered perhaps a form of being machat the karka. I mean, I'm giving you something for the karka or for whatever I'm getting.
So now the only difference between how chalipin works and how kesef works is just that chalipin can work to pachos mishem pruta.
Yes, but again, but even to the, yeah, in that right, yeah.
And that's enough to make it an ask if ne atzma?
No, to the abed ne atzma is a way of saying it's not mitam kesef. That was what
I'm saying. That's enough to say it's not subtle.
I mean, do you all accept, intuitively that Tashlumin is a Tashlumin? How you would have thought of this? I would have asked you before Shir. Would you have thought of a Chalipin as a Tashlumin?
So
it's not really. So it's, at the end of the day, it's not so, to see it as Abba Fnei is not so radical. If anything, the Chiddush is to see it as, as a connected to Kesef.
You're saying, that's the reason why it's an Abba Fnei Atzmo.
I think so. The fact that, at least from the Gemara, you see, the fact that it need not have a pruta shows that it's something else. It's not considered mitin kesef. You see, you don't need a pruta. So it's the keli itself that I'm giving you that does it. So that could be why it's not called a mitin kesef. Obviously, there's a question I just want to point out. This is just in terms of Havana. Just in any way you look at this, however you touch the Ramban. What's the halacha by metaltelin? Is kesef koined by metaltelin? So who knows? Rav Yochanan holds midaraisa, midarabanan. We say for sure the din is karka bekesef and metaltin bemeshicha. Shaila is why midaraisa. The Rav Yochanan says you can even have kesef bekonav metaltin. The Chacham made a reason to say zera shamiyomu nisbuchi techa ba'aliyah. The Gemara in the beginning of fourth parak in Babetzia that we require meshicha for the title to transfer. Rav Yochanan says no midaraisa metaltin bemeshicha. No. We know that chalipin works bein bekarka bein metaltin kain kol davar. So how could we argue? This is whatever pshat you're going to say. How could anyone say that chalipin be din kesef? And many rishonim say the maskara that way. Again, they don't read the Gemara like the Ritva and the Ramban here. That the Gemara is changing on this point. The maskana, the Gemara stayed with this point that chalipin. But after all, how could that be? Metaltin are not nikne bekesef midoraisa. And yet, chalipin works by metaltelin. So how can you say the chalipin is midin kesef if kesef doesn't work by metaltelin? How could chalipin be any better than kesef? That's a question that has to be resolved. I mean, that's a question that's unrelated to the particular pshat of the Ramban that we're saying. Just, mamash, how are you going to deal with that? I mean, how can it be better than kesef? Now, you read Tosfos in the Gemara, going back to Tosfos. And Tosfos also introduces in the Gemara Shaka Vitaria that has to do with, at first glance, a similar approach to the sugya, like the Rabban, like the Ritva. That the Gemara initially wanted chalipin to work because we learn out not all kinyanim from Sada to Isha, but we learn out kesef, and chalipin is domel ke'en kesef dekra, as Tosfos puts it. And then the Gemara turns around and says, no, that doesn't qualify because, after all, kesef works only by a Sheva Pruta, and chalipin works even by a Sheva Pruta. says Tosus, the words of Tosus, the imkein eina mitam kesef elo kinyan acherhu. So you read Tosus on a surface level, and you get the sense that Tosus is going into Gemara in a similar way as we just saw in the Ramban and the Ritva. In other words, we have a shaka v'tayr in the Gemara that revolves around whether chalipin works mitam kesef, and that's why if kesef kicha b'kesef works by kedushin, so Tosus chalipin. And then the Gemara turns around and says, no, after all, you see, you don't need a shem fruta. So therefore, as Tosus' words are, imkein eina mitam kesef elo kinyan achir. So in that regard, Tosus is in the same basic approach as the Ramban. But when you start looking at the fine print, I think there are two very striking differences between the way Tosus presents his pshat and how he explains it and what we just saw in the Ramban and the Ritva. Now, one of them we already omit on. What was that? Maybe both. But what is the most striking difference between Tosus and the Rishonim? When the Gemara is discussing chalipin working, what does Tosus say? They both say. What did Tosus talk about? Only in the case of a pruta. Kishi yesh ba'os al-chalip mishav ha-pruta ke'in kesef dekra. The Ramban is no indication that we're discussing only chalipin of a shava pruta. But the Ramban, when the Gemara was originally thinking chalipin would work, it doesn't matter whether the siddur was a shava pruta or a shava pruta. Chalipin is midin kesef. Tosus says, when did the Gemara think the chalipin would work? Only in a chalipin of a shava pruta. That was the basis, as we said yesterday, why Tosus had those other questions against Rashi earlier that didn't seem to necessarily connect to Rashi. That's because when Tosus came to answer that, Tosus felt the answer is we're talking only by a case of a Shava Pruta case, and therefore Rashi's Pshat obviously cannot follow in terms of the Teretz. I spoke that out yesterday, not to go over it, just to remind you. But Tosus is learning that the entire Havamin of the Gemara is revolving around a particular case of Chalipin, where it's Ke'en Kesef Dekra. Now I ask you, in terms of, if we're talking about the Lumdus of Chalipin, that's Ke'en Kesef, Mitam Kesef, like we were saying in the Ramban, it's a Tashumin, it works in the same way, it's a Machlif HaKarka. So what would that mean in Tosus? If you translate that to Tosus, that there's Chalipin of a Shava Pruta, and that's going to work one way, with the mechanism of kesef, and then there's a chalipin of a pastor pruta that's going to work a different way. Is that really possible to say this? Two different mechanisms, chalipin works in two different ways? I don't think anyone would say such a thing. Chalipin is chalipin is chalipin. Chalipin can be without a shepherd, with a shepherd, but the way it works is the way it works. The chayra, to say this idea of the Ramban, the Rishonim, that the Gemara wants it to be midin kesef, because it works machlif akarka bo, so it's a tod of kesef. It's hard to put that into Tosus. Tosus is limiting the whole havamina to a case of a shava pruta. So l'chera, that sounds like it must be something a little different than the Rishonim. Because for the Rishonim, if it works midin kesef, then whatever it is, shava pruta, not shava pruta, it's a tashlumen. I'm giving you the keli as a tashlumen. Let it be a shava pruta, let it not be a shava pruta, but it's Ke'en Kesef, because I'm giving you a tashlum, I'm giving you a payment, the keli. And the Gemara is going to say, Lamas Gana, no, but you see, it didn't have to be a Shabbat Pruta, so it's not Midin Kesef. But Tosus says, even the Havamina, it's only when it was a Shabbat Pruta. So why should it only be Midin Kesef by a Shabbat Pruta? If it works with the Mahalach of Kesef, then that should be all the time. That's one striking difference. And what's the other fascinating difference in Tosus? That Tosus brings into the middle of the mix that he has to sort of defend himself about. What does Tosus bring in that the Rishonim do not make any mention of in terms of explaining their pshat? No? When he's explaining that chalipin with a shava pruta, the Gemara thinks could work for kedushin, ke'en kesef dekra. But what about shtar of a shava pruta? Let's get clear what we're talking about. Not to get confused. Tosus is implicitly trying to respond to the question he raised earlier about why not say that you can mekadesh an isha b'shtar. What is the case? You wrote on a piece of parchment, Harei at mekudesh esli, and you handed it to her. That's one of the methods of Kedusha. Kesef Starbia, we have separate makoros for each one. Kesef is learned kicha kicha misteyefron. Star is learned out viyatzeva haisa. But Tosus was asking initially, why not learn star from the same way we want to learn chalipin? Why is Gemara only pushing chalipin here? Why not star? Why not chazak? So Tosus, in explaining the Gemara, slow, so Tosus is basically answering that by saying, because the only thing we wanted to work is something that has to work in terms of ein kicha ela bekesef. Because we're only, not stam comparing everything about Sada to Isha. We're learning out, the Rishonim say it in a more limited way. We're learning out what kicha means, kicha's kesef. Tosus says it a little bit more broadly, that we're only comparing the kicha of kesef of karka to the kicha of kesef of kedusha. So what we're trying to do here is try to fit chalipin within the paradigm called ein kicha ela bekesef. So chalipin would count for that. In what case? In what case? Shabbat. So obviously chazaka is not even to be discussed. But what Tosa still needed to emphasize and cross his T's and dot his I's about is, but what about star? If the star, because just like you're talking about a limited case in chalipin, what case of chalipin? The case of a keli of a shavet pruta. So that should be kain kesef dikra. So this is clear from reading the Tosus. We read it again and again. It's what Tosus has to do here in explaining his pshat. He has to defend his pshat and ward off any problem that. So why about star? Why not consider star as a possibility of in kichel of a kesef? Meaning, what case? Let's fit star within the paradigm of in kichel of a kesef. Unbelievable. Why? Because what about the case of a star with a parchment happens to be shavet pruta? So that also should fit, quote unquote, ke'en kesef dekra. In the same way they want chalipin of a shavet pruta with a kesef to fit ke'en kesef, why not discuss that? To which Tosus says, no, because why, as we explained yet from Kovitz Shiurim, that what star is bechal can't be called ke'en kesef dekra. Why? Because star can even work on what? Yisuriyana. It doesn't have to have value at all. As we explain, what the star is about is the words of the star, not the actual chayfets that you're handing to her with those words. Because the chayfets can be worthless, whereas chalipin, true, it don't need to be a pruta, but it has to have shavius. It can't be suriyana. So what Tosus is saying, therefore, what standard that I'm applying by chalipin of Kain Kesef Dekra could never extend over the star. Fine. But that whole discussion in the Rishonim is absent. And the answer is clear. Why didn't Rishon discuss the issue of star in terms of the epshat? Because the whole idea of the Rishonim was saying that why would chalipin work? Because ma kesef machif hakarka bo av chalipin. Chalipin is a told of kesef, meaning it's the mechanism of kesef. It's the mechanism. It's the payment. It's the swap. It's the mahalach of chalipin is like kesef. Therefore, don't ask me chazaka, and don't ask me star either, because star is obviously, the kinyan of star is a totally different mechanism than that of kesef. So why would anyone think to put star into en kichel bekesef? There's nothing to discuss. For the Rishonim, there was no need to address the issue vis-a-vis star, because the same way chazaka didn't enter into the equation, neither did star. Why did Tosus feel the need to emphasize why star was not part of the Gemara's Havamina? Because for Tosus, it's a different point. It's a different point. It's not that we're looking at chalipin as working with the mechanism of kesef. It's, as Tosus' words seem to be suggesting, it's that we, as long as we can somehow create a parallel of, as Tosus puts it, ke'en kesef dekra, which means that the shell of what's happening, the shell of it, is that you see here that some kind of a tsura of a mice of giving her a dover hashav and mamon, or giving her something that has kesef. So that's called kein kesef dekra. We have to explain better what this means, but that's what Tosus seems to be doing. So he says chalipin without a shavet pruta wouldn't have kein kesef dekra because no shavet pruta. But if it's a shavet pruta, then you, the tzura of what you're doing, the shell of what you're doing, is you're giving her a shavius in the Maisa Kinyan. how chalipin works, Tosfos may not even be concerned about. At the end of the day, the discussion in our Tosfos may not in any way have to revolve around the dynamics of kinyan chalipin. Because we're not looking at the inner workings of chalipin. Vaharaya, because if we were, then why even discuss shtar? Shtar is for sure a different type of mechanism than kinyan kesef. The answer is because in terms of the outward appearance of the kinyan, of the way you're doing the maisa kinyan, as long as there's some a resemblance to what happens by kesef in what you're doing, so maybe that's good enough. Let the kinyan work internally with whatever method, call it shtar, call it chalipin, but as long as the manner in which the kinyan is happening, the maisa kinyan is ke'en kesef dekra, that's called in kichel bekesef. So chalipin with a shabbat pruta perhaps should work, says the Gemara. But what the Gemara could not consider working is a shtar of a shabbat pruta. And that's because even in terms of the external expression, given the fact that this shtar happens to have a shabbat pruta, but is the maisa kinyan of shtar, the way it looks, that you're giving our shavius, forget about the mechanism, just what you're doing. You're giving her words. The words are written on the shtar. I'm communicating in writing. I'm giving you the words, Habeyah B'Kudeshesli, in the form of those words written on a document. The document is totally irrelevant. It could be Yisuri Hana. The fact that it has shavius is totally irrelevant to what's happening in front of me. So that's not shaykh to be kesef dekra. Therefore, no one would consider shtar, but Tos had to speak it out. Comes the Gemara L'maskan and says, what else fails the test of Ke'en Kesef Dikra? Even Chalipin does. Because inasmuch as Chalipin need not be a Shabbat Pruta, then even when I have a Shabbat Pruta, but it's not called, even in terms of this other idea, this other scan, it's not. Here the Lashon is a little bit more difficult, but I think if you take everything else, you're going to have to force it into the Lashon of Tosfos here too. When Tosfos concludes, it says, "Umeshani chalipin ism shavututa v'imkein enam mitam kesef al kinyan acher hu." So here we're going to have to maybe be matchik a little bit in the Lashon. Tosfos doesn't mean it in the way that we saw it in the Rishonim. He means it in terms of this other parallel universe that he's created called Ke'en Kesef Dikra. It sounds like Sisvei Torah here. What am I saying exactly? So these are words. Kesef Dekra. So let me give you a little bit of a mahalach. And here we're going to speak out of Rav Chaim, which is a very Yisodistic Rav Chaim that's going to have implications for other sugyas. Clearly not going to work for many Rishonim. This Yisod of Rav Chaim. We have a few minutes just to bring it out, and then we'll see if we can learn it in Tosfos. Rav Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim in Siman Aleph and Siman Beis in Kedushin. In Siman Beis, he actually says a pshat in the Gemara, but not so much the pshat in the Gemara that I'm interested in, it's the Yisod, and then how it applies to Tosfos. So basically, Rav Chaim says the following idea. How to give it over in 5 minutes is quite a tall order, but we'll try. Basically, we're discussing Kinyan Kesef by Karka. We're discussing Kinyan Kedushin, Hisha Niknes, and we have a method called Kesef, and we learn out in Kichel B'Kesef. So first glance, you would just look at it on one dimension. Basically, I understand Kinyan Kedushin is a different type of Kinyan. We said it many times, that we understand. But in terms of what you say about a Kinyan happening and creating a result, a chalos, be it by Karka, be it anywhere, be it by Kedushin, basically, it's identical. In other words, the kinyan that creates the transfer of karka, so that creates the kedushin. It just boils down to that. That's what we learn out. Aisha nikneis begin with drachim. There's a kicha kiikach. And we learn out kicha bekesef. So there's a kinyan called kesef. You can have a kinyan kesef that creates a bailus on karka, when you want a batana, b'mecher, you acquire karka. You can also acquire karka b'shtar. Okay, we also have a kinyan shtar, it works for isha, nesbiya, say. But it's a method of kinyan, and it creates what the kinyan is defined as. Define kinyan as you want, kinyan ishus, not gufa, gufa isha, it's not kanig labal, but whatever ishas is, nesvela acherin, the seder, but that, it's simply the kinyan itself. Rav Chaim creates a whole other tier. And this is again, it's going to be nogeir the issue of amira b'kiddushin, v'chuli v'chuli. A lot of hoops are going to have to, like, you know, other things are going to shift as a result of this. But this is the basic idea. Kiddushin is not just about the kinyan of the kiddushin. Even if technically the kinyan has been fulfilled, there's another dimension, and that is for kiddushin to be kiddushin, there has to be this template called a maisa kicha. It says ki yikach ish isha. Has to, the maisa kicha. When we define the methods of kiddushin isha niknes, we're saying there's a maisa kicha can be fulfilled through kesef. Because ein kicha el bekesef. You can have a maisa kicha of shtar, when he gives her, haret u'kadeshes get a shtar, you can have a maisa kicha of biya. At the end of the day, each of these things have yafusas, distinct yafusas. Kesef is learned out, Mr. Ephra. Shtar is learned out, Yetzav HaHaisa. Biya is learned out from the Marlado, Va'ala. But at the end of the day, it can never work for kedushin unless you can plug in the kinyan into the quote-unquote maisa kicha. The maisa kicha sort of takes under its wings, embraces the kinyan that obviously has to exist. But it's not about the kinyan itself, it's about the kinyan being defined and framed by what we call this maisa kicha. Again, this can explain the idea of amir b'kiddushin, possibly, and all kinds of inyanim in the first place.
What's the physical action of
a maisa kicha? Is defined in a particular way. It has to be called a maisa kicha. So now, the issue over here, so what Baruch Ber wants to say, and this is in his Siman Beis, he wants to say that the test that's going to be failed over here with chalipin, he says, is that, I read you just two lines, you see, whatever, you know. Habir Hud, after halacha nemba of the chalipin midin kesef ukomna. I'm just telling, he's saying it in his own pshat. I'm coming back to Tosis in a minute. He's not saying it in Tosis. Af the halacha nemba the chalipin midin kesef ukomna, mikomakom hainu rak l'inyan din ma de kesef kone, but zen nemba halacha the chalipin gamkin ke kesef. To the extent that kesef can be kona, chalipin is like kesef. Avol gabi kedushin, lav midin the kesef kona be'almahu. It's not just about the idea that kesef is kona in general. Ela midin maisa kedushin de kicha. Velo yalfina mistei ephron, mistei ephron is not in maisa kicha, right? That's only by unique to kedushin. Velo yalfina mistei ephron, ela de kemoda hasam kesef moel midin kesef kona. Just like by Ephron, kesef works as kesef, that's kona. Hacha b'isha, chashiv nami kichas kedushin. So if kesef is kona by stay Ephron, kesef, and it's kicha there, so kesef is a method of kicha for kedushin. Ubedin, kinyan hakicha de kedushin, in that halacha, lo nemra b'zeh halacha de chalipin gamkin ki kesef, shikna b'din kesef. And he goes at the chalip. Okay. What I want to plug into Tosis is like this. Let's talk. We have two diukim in Tosis. I don't understand. Chalipin is only within kesef if it's a shava pruta. Chalipin is chalipin. How can Tosis limit the issue to shava pruta? One. Number two. How can you discuss star? Star is not a method that has any shaychus to kesef. How could that work? The answer is we're not interested in the inner workings of the kinyan. As long as there's a kinyan basis to the inner workings, call it star, call it chalipin, we don't need that to resemble kesef. Star is a different method than kesef in terms of the kinyan of star. Chalipin could very well be a different method of kinyan. Tosis doesn't enter that discussion. It's not the issue in the Ramban that Tosis is getting at. The issue that Tosis is getting at is when he calls it Ke'en Kesef Dikra, what he'll mean is something akin to Rav Chaim's Yisod. Ke'en Kesef Dikra means a Maisa Kicha of Kesef is what creates Kedushin. This Maisa Kicha of Kesef has to, there's a Kinyan obviously happening underneath, but it has to be enveloped and embraced by this overarching concept called Maisa Kicha. Maisa Kicha has, at the end of the day, different expressions, kesef, star, bia. Right now we're discussing one of them. and that is Ein Kich Ela B'Kesef. What goes under this Maisa Kich of Kesef? So we know one thing that goes under it is Nasa Lash Pruta Shava Pruta, which is what we learned from Stei Ephron, that you can have a Maisa Kich of Kedushin B'Kesef just like Stei Ephron. Good. The Gemara is entertaining a following. What if you give her a Suder of a Shava Pruta? So that could also be viewed as Kicha B'Kesef, because you gave her, in this case, a Shava Pruta. And Chalipin has its own Koach to be Kone. So if I have a Koach HaKinyin enveloped by a Maisa Kicha that we can view as qualifies as a Maisa Kicha, because in Kicha Ela B'Kesef, and I have Kesef here, so let it be a Kedushin, because of the Kinyin Chalipin as a Maisa Kicha, Ke'en Kesef Dekra. Are we discussing the mechanism of Chalipin? No, I'm discussing the Tzura of the Chalipin, whether it qualifies as Maisa Kicha. Maybe we should discuss Shtar's Tosis. After all, I understand Shtar works with a whole different mechanism, but that's not my concern. As long as you can view the what's happening here as Ke'en Kesef Dekra, it's a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. Why? Because you gave her a Shava Pruta, a paper, and you wrote Herem Kodesesli. So let the fact that Shtar is a Koach, a Kinyan inherently, be viewed as a Kicha of Kesef when you gave her a parchment that had Shava Pruta of it. Says Tosis, no, but it need not be worth a Pruta. And therefore, it's not about giving her Kesef at all. It has no Sheiches to a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. But Chalipin maybe does. Says the Gemara, no, but you see, Chalipin need not be worth a Shava Pruta either. So you can't allow even a Kli of a Shava Pruta to qualify as a Maisa Kicha of Kesef, because even that is not really called a Maisa Kicha of Kesef, because it's not about the Kesef here, it's the Keli. The Keli didn't have to be worth anything. So therefore, even when it did have a value, it doesn't qualify for this Maisa Kicha that we're discussing. Again, this is plugging in Rav Chaim's Lundis, which we'll have to see in other applications, to this idea. Okay, you understand where we're coming from. Tosis, first be eager that Tosis is not the Ramban. I'm saying this b'tchilu rechimu, because l'chor there are other mashmos and machronim that Tosis meant like the Ramban. We're having a hard time with that, and we're saying Tosis means this other paradigm, ke'en kesef dekra. And then we're trying to use Rav Chaim to sort of, you know, latch onto Rav Chaim to see that idea in terms of the meaning of a Tosis is saying. Okay, we're both saying, try to finish the Tosis tomorrow. Okay?